ShareCare is the leading online health and wellness engagement platform, providing millions of consumers with a personal, results-oriented experience by connecting them to the most qualified health resources and programs they need to improve their health. It's time now for ShareCare Radio on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, Dr. Daria.
Hi, it's Dr. Daria, and I am thrilled to welcome everyone's favorite OBGYN, Dr. Shauna Dowell, back for our regular women's health segment. Dr. Dowell is an assistant professor at Vanderbilt University and chair of obstetrics and pediatrics department of Northcrest Medical Center. Thank you so much for joining us again.
So happy to be back, especially on National Women and Girls HIV Awareness Day.
Wow, I didn't even realize that we were bringing you in for that, but thank you very much. And this is national or international?
National.
Excellent. So are there things going on today to encourage women to get tested or just to maintain healthier lifestyles?
I think it's a great opportunity for us to talk about testing and awareness and how to keep yourself healthy and prevent HIV.
Perfect. Well, that's a great lead-in for what we're going to be discussing today, and that's sexually transmitted diseases and infections, myths and truths. So I'm glad we could bring you on to help with that. So many of my patients have questions about these, and so I want to discuss it. A lot of people think you can only get an STD from vaginal intercourse.
That is not true, and I spend a lot of my day talking about the myths between sexually transmitted infections and the truth. So you can, of course, get STDs or STIs, sexually transmitted infections, from vaginal intercourse, but you can also get it from oral intercourse or anal sex. And then there's some STDs such as HPV or herpes that you don't even need to have sex for. You can just get from physical contact. And, of course, things such as HIV or hepatitis, those are transmitted not only through sexual intercourse, but also through shared needles or blood or things like that.
And that's really a good point, that when we talk about these, it's not just intercourse itself, but there are many different ways that you could catch these infections. Now, on the flip side, people worry about catching it from a toilet seat. Can you get them from a toilet seat?
That is an urban myth. So the reason we don't think that you can catch things from a toilet seat is because these pathogens don't survive very long outside our body. So they survive in our body or in bodily fluids, but it's not going to survive on something like a toilet seat.
Very good to know for everyone who uses public restrooms around the world. Now, on the other hand, say somebody who has a partner who does have an incurable sexually transmitted infection, such as HIV, how should they live to make sure that they don't get it?
The most important thing, if you are going to have sex, is to use a condom, and to use a condom from before you have intercourse until after you're finished having intercourse. That's going to greatly reduce your risk, even of things that are life-threatening, such as HIV or hepatitis. Nothing is perfect, obviously, so if you really wanted to absolutely reduce your risk, then obviously you would not have sex. That's obviously not a very logical or practical way to live your life for most people. But we do spend a lot of time talking, instead of safe sex, safer sex. So unfortunately, nowadays, there is no such thing as safe sex. We just have to use risk-reducing behaviors.
Okay, really good to know. You're right. Nothing cuts it down 100%, but how can you really optimize your chances of keeping yourself safe? And safer, I guess, is the right word.
Exactly.
Now, some of these STIs, people ask, if you've gotten an STI, can you get it again? And I think, the answer probably depends on, it depends which kind, right?
Exactly. So certain STIs, such as HIV or herpes, once you have it or you've contracted it, it is in your body. It's manageable and it's treatable, but a herpes, you're not always going to have a herpes outbreak, obviously, but that virus is always going to be staying in your nerve endings. So you're never going to be cleared of that virus. Now, some STIs, such as gonorrhea, chlamydia, trichomonas, you absolutely can get reinfected. And that's a very common thing that I see with my patients. They'll come in, they'll get treated, their partner will either never take the medicine or get reinfected, and then the patient will come back with another infection after they've been treated.
It's a really good point, especially with those bacterial infections. They can get reinfected. And if your partner isn't treated, they will just reinfect you back, even if you finish the treatment. That's a good point. Moving on to one like HPV. So that's, again, one that's more lifelong, but we have a vaccine for it. So tell us, is the vaccine safe? What's your opinion?
The HPV vaccine is very safe and very effective, and it's a great thing to use to help reduce your risk. So HPV is the virus that causes essentially all cervical cancer, but also a large proportion of anal cancer and oral pharyngeal cancer, so throat cancer, and a significant amount of vulvar, vaginal, and penile cancer. So if you can reduce your risk of all of those things, and in addition, reduce your risk for getting an abnormal pap smear or genital warts, you're reducing not only your risk for cancer, but the inconvenience and discomfort of having an abnormal pap smear and needing to go in for a cervical biopsy, for example.
Now, people do worry with the HPV vaccine, though, that it could give them the virus, is what I've heard. Is that total myth?
That is also a myth. Okay. The vaccine is very safe, and although there's been stuff in the news about people having bad side effects or not tolerating it, over 57 million doses of this vaccine have been given. And of course, like anything, there are risks of side effects, but most of that is pain at the site or maybe a little bit of nausea, but people in general tolerate this quite well.
Okay. And that's a really good point for everybody to know. What is, you know, when you're talking to your patients, especially if they're parents, you know, what's one of the most important things you tell them when teaching their kids about STIs and STDs?
Again, you're going to want to protect yourself. So a lot of people think, oh, if they're on a birth control pill or another type of birth control, that they're going to reduce their risk for STIs. And that's not true. So abstinence, if that's a practical thing for you, or condoms every time you have intercourse, and make sure you're using it for the entire time. Again, that's not going to reduce your risk totally, especially because, for example, HPV is not just present on a penis, for example. It can be present around an area that a condom does not cover.
Okay. All right. So again, it gets back to not safe, but safer.
Exactly.
Now, say someone gets their pap smear regularly as advised, you know, does that check for everything as far as STDs go?
This is a question that comes up all the time in my practice. And I think in general for women, what a pap smear is kind of confusing. So a pap smear is part of a pelvic exam. The pap smear is just the collection part, getting cells from your cervix. And that is a test used to screen for cervical cancer or the abnormal cells that lead to cervical cancer. So essentially, like I said before, all cervical cancer is caused from HPV. And this is passed sexually. So that is looking for HPV cells. Your provider can add on tests for gonorrhea, chlamydia, or trichomonas to that collection. And if you wanted to be tested for things like HIV, syphilis, hepatitis,
that would be in addition.
Exactly. That's okay. A blood test.
That's good to know. So really important that when people get these tests, they ask their doctor, what are you testing me for, and be aware of it. Thank
exactly.
you so much for joining us. This has been so helpful, I know, for all of our listeners, Shauna. And we look forward to having you back on the show again soon.
Great.
This is Dr. Daria. You're listening to Share Care Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.